Hi, this is Mark Tucci with TacticalFaith.com, and I'm doing an interview for Faith Radio. We're here with Frank Turek. He is an author, apologist, and speaker, and he is the founder of CrossExamine.org. If you could, Frank, could you just give us a brief introduction of your ministry and the purpose of it and its vision?
75% of young people walk away from the church once they leave the home, and one of the major reasons for that is intellectually they don't know why Christianity is true. So we started crossexamined.org, that's crossexamined with a D on the end of it, .org, so we could go to colleges, high schools, and churches and present them the evidence that Christianity is indeed true, based on a book I co-authored called I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist. So we go and do these seminars in sometimes hostile environments and friendly environments to show people why Christianity is true.
Wow. What do you think the role that apologetics plays in the local church today? What role do you think apologetics plays, and what role should it play?
Unfortunately, it doesn't play much of a role. That's one reason why 75% walk away. 75% of kids walk away because there's not enough apologetics in the church, and it's not an option. It's a command. We're supposed to be ready to have an answer. We're supposed to love the Lord your God with all our heart, soul, strength, and minds. We're supposed to demolish arguments and take every thought captive to Christ. So the problem is it's not in most churches, which is why we lose so many young people when they go off to college or just leave the home. It needs to be part of the pulpit ministry, the Sunday school ministry, and just part of a way of life. It is a command, not an option.
What do you think, briefly, the best way to implement or to start, let's say a church doesn't have an apologetics ministry, or they don't really have any interaction with apologetics, what do you think the best way for them to start something like that is? How would you go about doing that?
Well, getting some training first so you can go and teach. We have some training opportunities through crossexamined.org. We have a cross-examined instructor academy. We abbreviate CIA every summer, which trains people on how to present apologetics. You can also take courses at Southern Evangelical Seminary, ses.edu, even remotely. You don't need to move to Charlotte, North Carolina, where that seminary is. You can get books. I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist is our book. You can get Reasonable Faith by William Lane Craig, or any of the Lee Strobel books, or Tactics by Greg Kochel. There's just a number of great resources out there. We're coming out now with a curriculum that people can use in Sunday school, and it's called I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist. It'll be out in early 2012. They can go to crossexamined.org for more, and that'll be a turnkey thing where people can just plug in the video, plug in the DVD, and teach it pretty much turnkey.
Wow. One final question, and this is kind of a broad question, but what do you see right now as the greatest threat to Christianity in the United States right now? What would you say it is?
Anti-intellectualism. The idea that we're not supposed to use our minds, we're just supposed to believe. Well, the Bible always talks about two kinds of faith. There's belief that and belief in. Belief that is getting evidence that God exists, that Jesus rose from the dead, that the Bible is true. Most of the time, the Bible's talking about belief in. That's trusting in Christ. But it only makes sense to trust in once you know that Christ is God, that the Bible's true. And so when the Bible talks about always ready to get an answer, it's talking about belief that. But you see, all the belief that in the world won't get you saved. James says, even the demons believe that God exists, but they tremble because they haven't trusted in Christ. So the apologists, people who are giving evidence for Christianity, are dealing with belief that. That's the reason part of it. When you get to belief in, that's the will part of it. That's the Holy Spirit part of it. So we need to be doing both. We need to be strong at belief that, so then when people get to belief in it, it makes much more sense. It's very hard for the heart to rejoice in what the mind doubts.
Wow, excellent point, Frank. Excellent point. And once again, that is Frank Turek with crossexamine.org. And thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.